When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Tiny dose. Tiny hands. Tiny medallion.
Hello.
Ding dong, it's me from last year.
I know. This is absolute. By the way, I mean, I don't even know how to begin.
Heaven is living here with you.
I don't know what that is.
Heaven knows your life can be brand new. Sorry.
I don't know that.
Excited.
Well, anyway, hi.
Hi. We're back. Sorry, I can't,
we're back. I can't believe, because to be clear, and maybe this is already abundantly clear to the hags, but we have not done a recording since the tour.
Yeah.
And there have been so many days where I've, of course, missed you, been toiling, missing you, days of inspiration where I go, we should be recording, you know, conversations we've had.
I know.
But it's okay. The point is that we're back.
It's okay.
Isn't it surreal? Because we were going to, I think what we should do is, or, you know, I'm thinking, oh, a tour recap. Don't move on.
Yeah. Let it fly.
Well, I will say one thing. The main thing.
I mean, there will be some natural moments.
Well, of course, we will. We will dip back into it.
Obviously, tour was explosive.
And thank you, everyone who came.
Hey,
thanks for coming. But truly, thank you. It was unbelievable. Doesn't it feel like so long ago that we were on tour, Jacqueline? I mean, being with you, us two, another day, another city. Christmas.
Cackling.
I was just thinking about us trying to get meals late at night, places being closed. We were in, what city was that? See, this is like the cliche, the person on tour. What city was that? It's all a blur. But where was it? Beautiful French restaurant. And again, I typically don't reach for French cuisine. But what was the place where we got there a minute after they closed and it was bustling
and the rude
maitre d'? And I could not believe it.
Oh, yeah. He said something related to the theater.
Well, because I was being ridiculous. I go, we just got off stage, looking in his eyes. Yeah. Couple performers, come on, sir. Couldn't have cared less. Good for him.
Me though, security concerns.
Thank you to the San Francisco Proper Hotel. for helping us out. Beautiful room, given
They did help us out.
A champagne toast.
No, it was just funny because for a second there it almost sounded sarcastic, but I know you were going for the exact opposite.
I know.
This happens to me a lot where real enthusiasm is mistaken for disingenuous whatever, where I'm like,
I know, where you're actually, your heart's in it.
And it's like, actually, yeah, that was authentic. Sorry, I'm just
yeah, where are you?
Celsius addiction's worse than it's ever been.
Are you serious? How many a day, Jacqueline?
Two.
Oh my God.
And actually the other day I think I did three.
Wow.
But still falling asleep.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't mean at night. I mean during the day. I mean the receptors are gone. The receptors are like, they're like my incisors.
The brain receptors?
Yeah.
Are you talking about teeth now?
I'm just, no, you know, like I've ground them down, okay? So they're no longer like a dog's tooth. They're flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my caffeine receptors, whatever, they've been obliterated, you know, like
right. They've
been bathed. I mean, like this is, sorry, I'm soaring a little bit, but I was in meditation this morning.
Whoa, bearing the lead.
You heard me.
Haven't meditated in 7 months, and I was on such a fucking tear.
I pulled out the old mantra.
Incredible.
And I am resisting. The body is resisting because according to Joe Dispenza, whose work I've been doing a deep dive back into.
Oh, yeah. You even suggested I could use your login. That'd be huge.
Yeah.
So what does he say?
The body, when the body becomes the mind, okay, the body's a record of the past. Okay. The body's a record of the past. Okay. Cellularly, we bathe ourselves in these emotions and then our cells are literally addicted to them because anything you place in the environment, it wants more of. So then you're addicted to certain emotions, and then those emotions come obviously with certain thoughts, and then that becomes a mood, becomes a personality, mm-hmm. becomes a destiny, whatever. So to get into the generous present moment, you have to the body will resist. The body just wants yesterday again, okay?
Right.
And you have to say no, okay? You have to use the crowning achievement of the human form, the frontal lobe, okay, and go and treat
We're
it like a stallion, okay?
Neuroplasticity.
And go no.
Yeah.
And go no, okay? So the body will resist. It's amazing. It's like, isn't it wild just like, you know, spend all night reading about the benefits of meditation, completely excited, and then the next morning literally kind of like,
No, it's impossible. I mean, again, thinking about myself, and maybe this summer I was on Poog ranting about I'm meditating every day. I was.
Yeah.
I was doing 20 minutes twice a day. I was at a work function, asked to be excused.
Yes.
Went and found an office. Are
yes,
you doing this?
Yes, yes.
Went and found an office. Hi, yes. Do you mind? And I got to kind of be the, whoa, she's really, went into an office, a stranger's
totally.
Office, dim the lights, meditating. And yeah, my greatest fear happened around minute 17. The door handle jiggled, brought me out, brought me radically into the present. And I thought, that's okay. I was so calm. I got to the point where I started to feel it happening, noticing thoughts. Instead of letting them control you. I started having that happen in my life. I started going, oh, thoughts are coming up. Interesting.
No.
I started to be the observer.
You became the awareness.
I'm back, relapsed, hard, scrolling, searching. Ah, yeah. Getting it directly
into the
vein. Well,
this is not a joke, by the way. This is not a joke.
And I'm going back off. I'm doing 5 days nothing starting Wednesday.
See, I just think that with you, these extremes.
I know, these harsh extremes.
You're comfortable with a routine of bender and then not.
Like, I know.
That's become a
No, but I was doing the 10-minute integration, as I call it.
Yes, you were finding balance.
And I'm doing that again. I'm going to go back 10 minutes a day. That's all you get.
Wait,
that's
you have
you
your
need.
Bad phone still, right?
Yeah, I still have two phones. So that's actually been a long, and by the way, thank you. You're right. It's a huge difference. Not having Instagram when I'm out in the world. Huge. Still having two phones.
Only in your home, only in your sacred space.
I know. Exactly.
No, I'm joking. But yes. Yeah. Okay. So huge thing that we must honor.
Acknowledge. Thank you.
In the morning.
Phones? Okay.
No, I mean, yes, but I was moving towards
by the way,
this thing that.
Guess what happened to me today? Hyper spiritual experience.
Let me just say this. Don't forget
out the window.
You won't forget.
Okay, go.
Okay, hold on to the window. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
And yes, this was fed to me by Instagram. Okay, do I recognize the irony? Of course, but who cares? Okay.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Don't you dare scroll. first thing in the morning.
Because you are
Theta. Okay.
Oh,
you are
fuck.
Coming from Delta to Theta to Beta, I think. And then there's ranges of Beta. But the point is to go from sort of Delta to, you know, deep, low Theta, whatever, Theta. And then you open up your phone.
I know.
You are thrust violently into high Beta. Okay.
Oh, no.
And it's not good. And I forgot why it's not good, but I know it's not good. Oh, and then the dopamine. This is the other thing. First thing in the morning. Okay, this high dopamine action of, of the scrolling when you're in that state sets off a addictive thing where you need it all day.
Oh, okay. My God. Somebody with a Hulu show liked my picture.
Oh.
Oh, my God. What could this mean for me? Absolutely nothing. I mean, it is fucking crazy.
High.
No. It's completely true.
Someone
it's completely
with a Hulu show thinks I slayed in this photo.
Yeah. No, it's completely... I was having an incredible conversation last night, and I realized...
Oh, wait. Your spiritual experience looking out the window.
Okay. I'll say this morning.
But wait. And last night, I'm curious.
Okay, I'll just say this.
Guess what?
I'm going to a psychiatrist, motherfucker. I'm getting medicated. I can't live like this anymore.
Oh,
I'm
getting,
I want to experiment with the modern ADD medication. I'm going on a long road trip. ADD 2.0, the book, which I bought and of course have been unable to read past page 2. We're going to do the audiobook. I'm going to see a cock-sucking psychotherapist.
Yeah.
I'm going to experiment. Because here's my fears, right? Because Adderall, of course, more powerful than cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm terrified of that. I'm terrified. Who knows what drugs are out there?
Look at me self-stimulating.
Look at me afraid.
Sorry, wait. Look at me self-stimulating.
What are you doing?
See what I'm doing?
No, I can't tell.
I'm using the microphone's web.
Rubbing on your forehead?
To lift my eyebrow up and down.
Yeah.
Okay? Self-stimulating. So hold on. I have a lot to say.
About a microdose. By the way, it's like, oh.
Well, careful.
Yeah,
careful.
I just. No.
Mixing
no, I was going to say it's microdose pills.
Oh.
I don't know.
Let me guess.
I don't know what the contemporary science is.
You're going to be on the tiniest dose there's ever been of Lexapro. I'm mocking this because I feel like there's a thing that, like, women in my family, it's like...
Half a Cymbalta.
My doctor.
And it's like a sumo wrestler.
Okay. And yes, now you've swallowed whole the sumo wrestler idea and forgotten that it came from me and my doctor.
I knew it was you.
Oh, no, but, thank God.
But here's the thing.
Don't erase me. So,
the ADD.
So here's the thing. I downloaded an app, okay, that got served to me. It said, I was scrolling. Okay, yes, I recognize the irony. And it said, you know, hey, imagine if you weren't scrolling, okay, or if instead of scrolling, you were taking in useful information, whatever. I run to the app, okay? I get in there. What books are you interested in? ADHD 2.0, yep. And it starts serving me the book in kind of a form that is sort of, you're swiping across and there's sort of visuals. And I don't even think I'm a visual learner or whatever. I like can read easily. But I was doing the app version of ADHD 2.0 and it was coming and I was going, yes. And I was learning things and I learned something within like 5 minutes that I did not know about ADD.
Like what?
Now, and I remember telling Chris, I learned something about ADD that I did not know. And I thought, oh my God, I'm so excited to share with Kate. Forgot. Can't remember.
Oh no.
But wait, let me see if I could find it. I mean, mentally.
Search for the brain.
The point is, the guy's got new things to say.
I'm curious. By the way, there's some pills I haven't even heard of out there.
I know. Well, you know about what happened to me when I tried one of the modern pills.
What?
I mean, at this point, it was 8 years ago, but...
Weren't you Vyvanse?
I was with our friend Daron, or I met up with our friend Daron, and I was on the pill. It was, I forget what it's called. If you said it, I'd remember.
And what happened?
It was another ADD pill. It was like newer ADD pill.
I was on a weird one that was shaped like little tubes. That was when I was like 17. I remember they were like long tubes. Well, I guess all pills are tubes. No, this was different. It was what's a rhombus? No. It was like a cylinder.
Definitely not a rhombus.
It was not a rhombus. It was a crazy shape.
Two-dimensional.
It started with a C. Anyway. Wait, so what happened when you met up with him? Were you tweaking?
So I was already on the thing and I'm sitting there in Central Park chatting and I go, wait, something is amiss. Okay. And I go, it's silent in my head.
No. Stop.
Okay. I go, no. Silence in there. Okay. And it was like,
Jesus.
It was exactly like if on the interior, if all of a sudden all the birds stopped chirping, all the, you know, what, if like the equivalent of the exterior, just everything kind of goes silent, but it was the interior. And I didn't realize, you know, until I was having that experience that is not what I'm normally experiencing, right?
Right.
You know those, like, in movies when they'll try to... I mean, not really. I mean, I immediately dollar signs in the eyes going, is this everything? Is this what others have? I mean, it made me go, if this is how others are living, okay, even any of the population, I was like, then we have nothing in common, okay? Mm-hmm. And me relating to, you know, however much of the population is like this, we are living in a completely
different realities, yeah.
Different world. Like,
yeah.
Because I don't even think, like, I'm not even, like, internal monologue person. Like,
no. No, just the
I'm not, like,
fragments.
Full sentences.
No, of course not.
Fragments, images.
Yeah.
It's more like...
It's James Joyce in there.
Yeah.
Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is.
That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel.
And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching.
So you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Babbel is convenient. Kate and I talk about it all the time.
Love the way Babbel helps you for those quick real-world interactions.
Like how to order food or ask for directions. How to have a decent conversation with a merchant.
And who doesn't want to go on vacation and know the language?
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/poog. Get 60% off at babbel.com/poog.
Spelled babbel.com/poog. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Yeah, so wait, spiritual looking out the window.
Last night I was on a tear talking about ADD, you know, all of this. And I was talking about the relapsing on the phone. And this morning, woke up and I thought, what if I looked out the window? What if I just turned and looked out the window? I felt the presence of God. Okay, yeah, so truly, I was like, yeah. I reach for my phone. I see texts, right? I don't go further. I don't click them to open them up. I turn away and I look into And I just, it was the thing where I'm like, I was like,
I'm captivated, to be clear.
Yeah. And if I was like, if I just did this, like, it's like, oh, whatever. Who fucking cares? I just got depressed thinking about my life.
Wait, what? Just now?
Yeah. I just got so depressed.
You mean like this?
The phone.
The spiritual.
It fell apart
on you just then. Something happened. Were you selling a lie? Were you like.
No, I wasn't. I was thinking about, again, this is Poog. You know, it's like, I was thinking about, I thought, this is all I have to do. I just have to look at the window every morning and just notice nature and just take in, even just for.
Spiritual dollar signs.
You know, people go, even just for 5 minutes. 5 minutes is 6 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, even just 5 minutes. What?
Five minutes? Try 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Try. I mean, start with 10 seconds. Start with 10 seconds.
And this is the other thing.
I get so hard. It's hard. Do 10 seconds.
It's all hard.
Like even earlier, you went like this. And I thought, even that, just take one breath.
Oh my God.
But I was like, and this is the thing, like page a day. Like reading now, my reading is so off. I haven't read a book in months.
Well, I was thinking about it a lot. I hear in our head, by which I meant you and me talking. Sometimes hear in our head. I mean, my head again. Fuck. It's happening. But I'm like lying there and I go, non-negotiable. Okay.
Non-negotiable.
And you know, it's been saving me. Not dragging myself on television.
Yeah.
Where I like to, well, tell you, I can't wait to tell you about my current Hobonichi situation. But, you know, my new year, getting the special journal that I have. Remember the special daily journal? That, and getting it. And then, you know, weeks go by. I mean, like I was, you know, January 1 through 6. And you know, I'm not one of these people that gets on board for things January 1. But the calendar starts then. So I found myself among
Why
them.
Why not? Yeah.
The first like 8 days, I had a chart where I would fill in a little box. Like, yes, like I meditated. Yes, I did Tracy Anderson workout. Yes, I did this as in tracked, you know, like. Yeah. Yes, I did, sat with a journal, whatever, and I was like going and filling in the blocks and whatever. And then, you know, things got a little crazy and I decide it's like if the practice is not, I don't know, 2 years embedded in your body, again, when shit's going down, like, oh, like there's a bunch of stuff to do, it all fucking goes. And that's like when you like excused yourself, you know, to go do your meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been in your body enough that your body pushed through on the habit to make you go do it.
Yeah. And like the 20 minutes twice a day, God, that was good. But I'm like, I just don't know if that will ever be me again for more than a month.
I know.
Devastating.
Well, I've wondered, Kate.
Yeah.
Like, I've wondered if, you know, these fantasies of like, I was reading this one book I was listening to David Lynch's like book Catching the Big Fish or whatever whenever, and it's like he's talking about when he like found TM, you know, and like the first time he tries it, and I'm pretty sure he said like basically he tried it one day at the TM center, you know, and hasn't missed a day since. Okay, now that how right now, I mean, how I get it if you pull it off for 6 years. You struggle for 6 years and then you get
There are also just freaks. Guess who doesn't have ADD?
Yeah.
David Lynch. Guess who does not have ADD?
Yeah. Well, what I was going to pose was...
And for those who don't know, TM is Transcendental Meditation. But keep going.
Yeah, I couldn't bring my... I couldn't decide which way to say it.
Which I am formally trained in. Yeah.
So I was thinking, do I need my teacher to reseed my mantra, okay, in my flesh? You know, I was like, doesn't need to get So,
fuck.
Oh, here was my thought. So you and me going, will it ever be me for more than a month, right?
Yeah.
Are we destined to experience our on and off again life? Okay, we can either suffer it.
Mm-hmm.
We can rail against it. We can constantly be suffering. Why aren't I Lynch, right? Or can we somehow make peace with on again, off again, right?
Yeah. Ooh, now, ooh, I like this.
Now, here's where I get a little bit, and you're saying where you start to think this is it, this is the answer.
Yeah.
The whole thing, and that's my spiritual dollar signs where you start to go, no pain, no pain. I figured it out. If I just do 5 minutes a day staring out the window, you know.
Yeah.
But it's like, I want to force something onto this. And so I go, is the whole problem that all of these practices we've been doing are sort of masculine psyche ideal?
Mm.
Okay. In the yin and yang sense, to be clear.
Sure, of course.
You know, continuous, linear, never ending, eternal, okay, nuclear, unending energy, power, continuous straight line. Are we fighting wildly, violently, and against our own best interest against the cyclical, Kate? Is the problem we're not on again, off again? We're not perceiving the cyclical.
God, this is good, bitch.
And if we could align with the cyclical, there would be room, and it would so.
I love this. This is it.
So this is I find myself 3 years back where I learned this once, okay, when I was reading all those like cyclical things. And then I've also wondered at times, are some of these meditation practices, you know, designed by men for men, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
In the year, whatever. And I've even gone, do I have a feminine psyche that is sitting on the rock? Like, what if that really, okay, I've been doing this moving meditation, Heartstone by Tracy Anderson, okay? It's recently dropped. There are these stunning things you hold with rose quartz, okay? And you do this work, whatever. And as we know, I experienced wild changes back when I was doing Dance the Chakras.
Right. Okay?
Kundalini yoga, all that kind of stuff. What if, you know, what if you and me are trying to be good little TM and sit down and do our thing, but we're forcing a kind of masculine. What if, for example, moving meditation was our natural way?
Mm-hmm.
What if embodied meditation was our, okay, was where we,
yeah,
where the, totally, where the spiritual and the grotesque met for us, okay?
Yeah.
And we're like fighting it. Like there's a prejudice against that. There's a prejudice against like ecstatic dancing.
Sitting stoic. Oh, by the way, ecstatic dancing, that's, yeah, the shit. I had, yeah, that stuff's crazy. That'll get you crazy. People that are really into
like,
that.
Like going from, but you don't have to just be up like the Dance of the Chakras thing started, you're like stamping your feet.
Yeah.
And the roots are going into the ground, feet, feet, feet. There was this other one by Shiva Ray that was incredible, an audio program. It took you through. I mean, when I was doing this, I was like at another level, you know, forgot. You know what I mean?
God,
like,
damn.
Life happened, but Shiva Ray, it was called Shakti Dance or something. It was like 45 minutes long, and it whipped you from, you started with the roots and the feet and the stamping, and then up to the knees, and then the knees catch fire. Okay?
God, it really shows you the hips. Anything, like I got down some wormhole on Instagram where I came across this woman who's obsessed with like jade, vaginal jade eggs. And this is a whole thing of like the key to manifestation is in your pussy. And she's like, a wet pussy will bring
holding
in anything that
egg
you want. Yeah. And she's like going down this thing and she's like, it's all very straight though. She's like, the cock. I'm like, oh God. Like she just really, but she's like, she's talking about, and then she has this woman who's like, my pussy knows everything. She's like, she talks about like, she's a job at a warehouse. And she's like, I go down the aisles of the warehouse. My pussy knows which aisle to turn down. Like, I'll listen.
This is incredible.
And I was like,
I'm very interested in this.
And then this woman who's like, talks about.
And does she use the word pussy?
Pussy, yeah. And this woman who's in it, who's like, yeah, I've been training with a jade egg, whatever. She's like, I gave birth. It was pure. There was no pain. I was coming the whole time.
No, okay. Yeah, yeah. It's always an orgasmic birth with you.
I know. I was like, that was actually an early stand-up bit of mine. Really early. I didn't want to hear it.
It's genius. Jason or whatever.
I love you so much. I can't believe you remember that. I mean, it's horrendous. I was talking about coming on like my son's head or whatever. It's like horrific.
It's phenomenal. It's one of the key reasons that I recognize your greatness.
Oh my God. Thank you. I remember doing that. I remember that was a specific bit I did where like a manager, like a sleazy manager with his business card was like, yeah, you gotta ditch that stuff. But it's like,
no,
it's like, you got something, but I wouldn't do that stuff. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah, but this woman's like talking about.
Meanwhile, I'm worried. I'm like, save it, bleep it all out. And yeah, I'm totally gonna create your next special around it.
But yeah, but she's talking about, you know, no pain during birth, loving it, coming the whole time. Now I'm like, in my mind, I'm like cervical orgasms. Like that's like the thing this woman's talking about. And this other girl's talking, and now I squirt from kissing. I was like, well, I actually don't want that.
I don't want
to be like making out and be like drenching, yeah, a surface. But this woman is such a freak.
I'm interested now you're being served this. Like this, like, oh, I've not been served
exactly
a woman in the warehouse.
It's this guy that I follow on Instagram who I saw visually in Erewhon. And I saw him and I kind of was like, oh my God, it's him. And then
like a vision?
He looked at me. I had a vision. I saw him in the yam aisle and by the yam basket.
It's
and he,
the yam aisle for Kate Berlant. Because,
I know.
Because, you know, look like you ask a mechanic, he'll give you a hammer, right? It's always yams with you.
I know.
You're always getting a yam.
I'm obsessed with yams. I know. So I looked at him and it was that thing where he looked at me and I thought, does he know? Like, is there a world where somehow he got onto Poog? Like, because I maybe liked something. You know, I'm just like in some world.
Does he know who
you
are?
Or is he just
are
looking at me? You know?
Oh, because he was looking?
No, it wasn't even he was looking at. It was like our eyes
his
met.
His pussy knew.
Yeah, his pussy fucking knew. Like, truly. And it was like, he does a whole thing about, I don't even know what his thing. Oh, I saw
Jade Instagram. Stones?
No, but that's how I got to the Jade Stone pussy woman. Yeah. Was through him. I saw.
Did she call the Jade Stone? Sorry.
Yeah, go.
You were saying like her being like the cock. Like,
yeah. She's like the cock
is
and the
Jade
pussy.
Stone, the Jade Stone. Because I remember back in the days in the crystal shops, okay? Mm-hmm. It would be like there were these egg.
It's an egg.
You know,
yeah.
Egg-shaped stone. But sometimes they would be like, they basically would be like, sometimes they'd act like that was, like the word egg has feminine connotation and like, not vestibule, vessel connotation. But then they're like, I know what it was. It was like, it was like shivalingam or something. Okay, wait, let me see. And it was like, it contains the masculine and the feminine because they're like, it's a stone. You have this stone object, particularly if they're putting it in themselves, is that not kind of penetrative energy? Or are they acting like you're putting the stone in and you are the egg?
I have no fucking idea is the answer. Yeah. I think it's about like Kegel muscle training. But then of course this freak is like, and it, you know, it's like good for reproductive health. It's like, you know, it's like all this stuff. And then Gwyneth came in trouble. The jade egg was like the thing that was synonymous with why Goop was like a laughing stock, because like Gwyneth had to pay out, I think she had to pay out for it, some claim on the Goop website about the jade egg or something. And we'll do the research or we won't, but there was something. Yeah. It was like, I think she had to actually pay. And then the girl was talking about shooting. Why is this the big thing people want to do? Oh yeah, I start shooting ping pongs out of my pussy. Like, what?
You're like, why is that the, like, why is, I mean, knowing nothing, but like, must childbirth be painless? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
Right?
Yeah.
Where if you want to devote, where you accept the claim.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's like, there is a connection.
I know not of what I speak clearly. There is purely symbolically.
There is definitely a connection between sexual energy and like creative energy or whatever. Like, for sure. But it's like, I don't know. These women with their ping pongs, I just can't get behind it. I'm happy
also,
for them, but I just, it's not.
Putting the energy into the ping pong, okay?
And it's hitting
the
wall.
How is it getting into your art? Like, yeah, it's bouncing against the wall. Like,
and diffusing.
Like, if you're, exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah, like, if you're shooting the ping pong ball, you're not like starting a business with your, like, you're not like manifesting a business. It's like you've made manifest. I mean, I remember doing belly dancing video that I really enjoyed and frankly should get back into. And I can't remember her name right now. It'll come to me. But, you know, we're working hips and you know, she'd say these things that if someone passed by the room, they would hear and laugh, you know. But like, you know, it was like, you know, the power in the hips. And we're kind of like, are we talking symbolically? What's going on? And like, you can, what is she, like in shaking the hips and...
There's a lot to do.
It's weird. It's like, if you go through a period where, I don't know, everything is as meaningful as it is to the person, you know, it's like the ping pong balls could be a symbolic act of whatever that lets them understand.
No, God bless.
In a different
truly
way.
I'm like, great. And this woman is talking about how now she gives her husband hand jobs with her pussy. And I was like, what? And she was like, my husband loves my pussy now. I was like, great. Like, sorry, I had to go through a 12 course ping pong course to get him on board. But, and it's like, she's like, he says it feels like 1,000 hands, like jerking him.
Ew, 1,000 tiny hands.
Yeah. And I'm like, show us the husbands. I want to see these motherfuckers.
Well, also, I saw this thing.
Yeah.
I saw this thing. It was, what was it about? Facial massage or something, you know? And I mean, it's like my life is like about, like, all I am on Instagram is lymphatic drainage, facial massage, facial exercise. It's like,
gotta
it's
get
like,
into the facial
oh, that's
massage.
My hobby, apparently.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to understand it. But oh, yeah, I'm really this thing of opening up. Okay, pumping the armpits.
What's that?
10 times to, because that's the ultimate, where like lymph ultimately, I think that's like where it dumps it into the liver or something, okay, to move the shit out. The armpits are like the final stop, I think, okay? And then okay. There's the termini, which is under the collarbone and under from above, I mean, for anyone listening, okay? And you get pump this to open this up. And then, so any of the lymphatic drainage, you gotta pump these termini, okay, right here. Okay, and so it's like very appealing idea, like warm it up. Hmm. So now I've been pumping all this kind of stuff.
Ew, okay. I don't like the idea of pumping the lymph. It just makes me want to throw up.
So wait, hold on, take me back. Oh, the husband's. Oh, yeah. So she's like, it was like, I, you know, of course, so focused on the result that I don't notice sort of the meaning. And then finally I did. I was like, maybe it was a meditation, but I was like, she's like, my husband thought I'd gotten a facelift, okay?
But what you had
and
done.
And it's like.
But instead, what? How does, was after, a jade egg?
After, no, after, oh. Or after, you know, lymphatic drainage or whatever. Like, or like, you know, after I did these exercises for 2 weeks, okay?
Your whatever husband was, doesn't right? know. You don't, like.
He thinks you might have gotten a facelift. So yeah. Where's your husband?
Well, that's always the question.
How often do you see the man?
Yeah.
Like, did you get a facelift? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just.
So devastating. You're like, no, you just haven't looked at me in years.
Yeah. You haven't glanced
you
in my direction.
You just don't see anything. God damn. Yes, honey, I did.
I did.
Take that to the end. No, what's the logical end? Yeah.
No, right, exactly.
Well, you were out with the boys. I was getting a facelift.
Yeah. And remember how you didn't see me for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You know, I was recovering.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I've been limiting the neck.
I haven't
with a ferocity.
I gotta get back in.
Actually, no, I can't say I've been doing it with a ferocity. I've been, but when I'm watching The Tube, I sort of lay it somewhere.
What you watching so these days? Any good shows?
Just finished True Detective.
God, I listen. I turned on episode 1 because I got excited. I went, okay, great.
We all remember.
She is the goofiest thing on earth, which I guess everyone talks about. I've missed the discourse entirely.
What?
But I was also amazed. Like, they're both playing straight women. It's, like, really dark. Like, when that one was, like, riding that guy's dick, I was like, wait, what? Poor Jody's, like, she says something. She's like, oh, God, I love cock. She's like, it's something. I'm just like, it's so crazy. What are you guys doing? Oh, people are such senile losers. Making both of them straight is so weird.
Well, no? I don't want to give anything away.
No. Wait, does something go down?
You wish. You wish.
Okay.
That would have been great. No, but one of the characters does say that she's had girlfriends.
Okay, so she's queer.
A single line of dialogue is thrown to the wolves.
That's crazy. But
I won't say anything about the show, but I did ultimately very much enjoy
it. It's Supernatural.
Well, it can be read two ways.
Cool. Which I like. I was watching again the first episode, and it's so funny when shows like that try to be funny. Like, it just never works. Like, every joke bombs hard. Like, what was it? It was something like, or what is it? I can't remember.
Is it a character who's supposed to be funny? And they crack always the a worst line? Thing.
But there was something.
We're supposed to go, they are funny.
There was something, this thing of like, or it's like when something's written by people who are, I say this with respect, old, and they're trying to say something about the current culture. Like, there's a character who's like, has like his phone set up ostensibly to record some kind of TikTok video or front-facing video. And it's like, whoever wrote this or set this up has no idea what this actually looks like. It's like a character making a sandwich. He's like, totally. Hey guys, what's up today? It's just like, this isn't
It's based on, it's like they wrote it based on another television show that had that character in it, which was based on, like, no one actually needs to see a person making a TikTok. Although I did see someone driving down the street in Los Angeles. Like, I saw, like, full on, almost like that.
Really?
You know, almost like the cliche. You know, when you like think the cliche isn't, and then you come across like someone like taking it again, you know, like taking the cut again, and then like, I'm here in front of them.
They're absolutely out there. I was thinking about,
I'm just, hold on, I'm getting going into a full split. I've been going in studio.
I'm coming. 95 degrees. By the way, I emailed Tracy Anderson.
I know you are.
I emailed the website going, hello, because I was like, I want to come in for a private to like learn the ropes.
Yeah.
No response.
Interesting.
See if you can pull some strings for me.
Yeah, I think you just got to go to book class and then you hit on private website.
Oh, fuck. I'm coming
wait,
for
can you.
You
see in my distance?
My ass is going to be up to my shoulders by the summer.
It's always about, you always think your ass needs to be lifted. It's never been anywhere but high flying.
I've actually been having kind of a healing experience with my ass lately. I feel better.
Like, it's
about my
always
ass.
Like, get a new ass by January with you. Always. I've brought this up before, but it's always like, I need a new ass. I never think about it. It's just behind me.
Wow.
It's in the dust. It's in the wind.
Well,
I literally never think like about my
ass.
That's
also because you don't have the pain that I have. It's like my lower.
The pain brings you to it and then vanity follows.
Well, just that I can't do the stuff that you can probably do.
Oh, no. I just mean in my life.
Some hip issues.
I don't know. I just don't think about it that much.
Okay.
Not to be an asshole.
What time do you go to the studio?
It varies. 6:30 sometimes.
P.M.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
Yeah, Jesus, can you imagine?
But yeah, I'd get into like some 7 a.m. practice. If I could rediscover the early morning,
wow.
And I say re to suggest that I've ever really known it, but imagine knowing dawn. Imagine knowing dawn like it's a part of your life.
I know. Well, I was thinking about this, about Lacey Phillips, or is it? Yeah, I was going to say Lacey Peters.
I know.
Lacey Phillips, the magnetic woman, and how she wakes up at dawn, and then she goes, my big obsession about her is that she, once the sun is setting, she turns off all, no more screens in the house, no more artificial lights, all candles. We've talked about this.
Yes, because I have my digital version, which is still better than most, because I have little battery operated candles that turn on at like 5:30.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I got to recharge them. I got to put my new rechargeable batteries in them. That's the one thing that as usual, I aspirated my own saliva, which
a classic.
Probably will. What'll take me in the end. I'm thinking of ordering this straw I saw. This thing that goes under a straw. It trains you in getting your tongue against the roof of your mouth, like mewing and all the benefits and breathing. It's marketed as an anti-snoring thing, but in general, it does everything. Hmm. And I want it. I want it. It's huge. And then the other thing I'm kind of wanting, but I refuse to pay.
Yeah.
So, you know, the EMF stuff, right?
Oh, no.
It's a bad rabbit hole, right? If you go down there, you're just like, okay, we're all
bathing in it. I had a friend recently that was like, you don't have EMF blockers on your phone? Like, are you insane? And I almost...
No.
Yeah.
And they do?
Yeah. I'm going to text her right now.
Do they? Is it like the little disc?
I don't know. I'm going to text her right now.
Because, you text, I'd like a personal rec on this. Because So I get served one. It's a little medallion you wear it around your neck to protect you from electromagnetic frequencies.
Full Julianne Moore
tiny
safe.
That's medallion.
It's ridiculous.
What? Full what?
Julianne Moore and safe. You know, like, it's a film.
I don't think I've seen it.
You haven't seen Safe is wild. You have to see Safe tonight.
Is it old?
Yes. It's Todd Haynes. It's his
first. Oh my God, no.
Feature.
I haven't seen that.
Jacqueline. I'm wordless. Run.
Okay, when you were saying Safe, I was like,
somehow hasn't seen it.
Okay, incredible.
S-A-F-E.
So.
It's Poog. It's Poog.
So, the medallion, I see it.
We should do merch that's Poog, but in the Safe.
Genius.
Wow, this is actually huge.
Okay. I mean, I'd say that already sold. I know. I already know it's my favorite film.
And don't forget, merch is live, folks. The merch company has been tough. So sorry if you've had any issues. Yeah. Let us know. But buy the merch.
If anyone wants to wildly revolutionize the merch industry, partner with me. Okay, I have some ideas about that. Tiny medallion. I have trouble believing that the tiny medallion.
Yeah, you should have trouble believing that. That sounds
insane. But buy it. I can get into it. But then here was the problem for me. So I go, fuck it, I'm buying it. I don't care. Okay, if it's fake. Mm-hmm. I click
the
through.
The medallion.
Yeah. I click through the link. And it's one of these endless scroll, which is so like 2002 infomercial, but on a web page, which is you scroll, they make you scroll. You're trying to get to purchase. It's really actually like sick. It's like this thing where because you can't get to the purchase button and see how much it is, you're almost like more invested, okay? And you just keep going, scrolling, and you're like, and they do this thing where they lay out, this is like classic, they lay out like what it should cost.
Oh, right. They're like, it should be because of all this technology.
You're getting for a $2,000 thing for, you know, 286, okay? Or some random number. And then like, and if you buy it now, you know, in the next 10 minutes, you know,
right. Absolutely. Knock another 40
really,
off.
Am I not? If I come back to your website tomorrow, I'm not going to be offered the same. Whatever. It's and so I go, why are they doing this cheese ball marketing technique that is completely, entirely, and only associated with like bullshit products? Like, you're telling me there's science here, and then you're doing this version of the buy now.
I know, exactly.
And I had to back out. I had to X my ass out.
You backed out. Good for you. I'm glad you backed out.
And yet here I am yearning.
Oh, I have something to say. I was humbled deeply because about 3 weeks ago, I got the common cold.
Mm.
And I hadn't had a cold.
Oh, I know. You were humbled. You forgot.
Years.
You thought it was a 3-day extravaganza. I had to tell you, like, it's like 2 weeks of your life, Min.
It was 2 weeks. I was doing a show. Okay. I was doing 8 shows a week, 7 or 8 shows a week. I never had to cancel a show. It was never to the point where there was one day, by the way, I had a matinee. I took DayQuil and had a Celsius.
Oh.
And I was tripping. And I got off stage and I was like, I actually can't drive. I had to have someone drive me because I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. But the cold, the way the common cold humbles you, I couldn't believe it. Because here I am, I've been, knock on wood, I've had this incredible kind of immune system and fending, and I've been doing it. It got me. And by the way, I was deeply grateful it wasn't COVID. You know, as far as I know, testing, whatever. But the way when health returns, holy shit.
Yeah.
When health returns. And I was saying, I was like, a day of health, any day of good health is like the most unbelievable blessing from God imaginable.
Right.
And it really is true. It's like, there's nothing, even just a sore throat, or it's like when the health returns, you're like, oh my God. And every other thing you aspire for.
Mm.
Or, you know, it's like all desires fade when the health returns.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh. Anyway.
No, I'm just like built.
And I had some great supplements.
To immediately take it for granted within a day's time.
It's like here, I'm thinking about the beginning of the episode, right? Us. Oh, here, maximize. If you have health, you have everything. And it's the cock-sucking truth.
Yeah.
I don't care how many hand jobs you're giving your husband inside your pussy. It's like, for those of us just joining, But and I'll post on the gram for fun the wellness supplements I was taking, but I couldn't. I still do think it was the kind of cold where if I could just have stayed in bed, I would have been fine after 4 days. But because I was working,
well, remember,
I never had the chance
to
fully
reframe
rest.
This for you.
What was it? Remind
I can't.
Me?
You were like, I can't heal because, Oh, I'm draining my energy nightly on stage. And I go, don't think of it as draining your energy. You know, you're doing your art. Think of it as like.
The show heals. Well, I started saying that the show heals because like there was one night where I was like, there was really only one time where I kind of was like, the product is suffering. There was one show where you could hear it in my voice. And I just felt kind of low energy. And I was like, I don't like this because I'm just not giving my best show. But then I came off stage and I felt better. And I turned to my stage manager. I said, the show heals. The show heals. Because doing it at least takes you out of the.
Also, that as performers, okay.
Yeah.
The body is a reality, right? And the body's effect on the so-called product, the body cannot be removed from the product, okay? Mm-hmm. So instead of seeing it as your cold was making the product suffer, it's like you, your body.
That just is the product.
That is the product because it is.
Right.
It's like, look. Vocal pattern.
Oh, here she comes. She means business, yeah.
Sure. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, like, it's like, sure. You know, like, yeah. Like, don't get a cold, you know, but. When it's there.
Well, by the way, something else happened. I know that you'll relate to this. Strange euphoria. Because I am so paranoid about and hyperfixated on not getting sick. Just kind of generally, I have fear. Of course, COVID exacerbated this, but it's like the common cold, anything. I'm like, really? Mm. Like, I will be completely, if somebody sniffles around me, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And I really find it like, I do deep, the thing I'm judgmental of most is probably people who are sick and in public. Or I mean, like, you know, the thing is like you're at, we've talked about this, but it's like you've been sitting next to someone at a dinner party all night and they go, I'm going to duck out early. I'm not feeling well, actually. Like, I'm kind of fighting this cold.
Why the fuck did you come?
Cool. I'm so glad. Yeah. That your baguette was spread across my mouth the whole night.
Yeah. I love the way you shared your bread with me and your poor choices.
I mean, like, it's just.
Upon your fingers.
But this thing that I had been fearing happened. And again, it wasn't a severe case. Okay.
Yeah.
But I was like. There is something where you go, oh, this is what I've been fearing. And I'm okay. Right? It's kind of
the true medicine for Cape Berlant illness. No, but to land in the center of the storm where there's a strange
quiet. I did feel pretty strong and brave. Okay, people around me were going, wow, can't believe you're really, you know, you're not canceling shows, you're doing it. I go, you know what it's not? A fucking migraine. Mm. And anything is tolerable because I'm so used to living with the chronic pain. It's like, oh, if this were a migraine,
right?
Like that would make me want to actually cry. There was once I had the cold and I felt like I was gonna cry because I just felt like, but
yeah,
if it's not a migraine, I'm like, all right. Like,
I find like with a cold, the worst part is the sort of day two, if it progresses along the path, the sort of day two throat, like, oh, to me a sore throat.
Oh, well, this is what I kept like saying. I kept saying worst. At least if it were a sore throat, then I would have to cancel or whatever.
Right.
And then toward the end, suddenly sore throat started to sort of come on, but it was never bad. But that I had the numbing spray and I go, modern medicine is unbelievable. You go to CVS.
I know.
You get a throat spray, numbing spray. It tastes like
throat
poison.
Throat sprays are like.
What?
Like probably like, they're probably like the most extreme version of not modern medicine because I feel like they're just like a numbing like.
Agent. But.
And now just.
It's
sick
insane.
That just spray like straight from a numbing plant and you just put it in your throat. But you're like. Weird way the throat feels when you swallow when it's got that thing.
It actually feels gives me anxiety.
Loose meat or something.
I don't like it.
It's like, it feels like a tongue back there.
I don't like, I have like numbness really freaks me out. I don't like that. And it puts me kind of in an anxiety state. Like when I went to that dentist who was a piece of shit years ago, who was like 14 years old and experimenting on me.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. He was having all this fun injecting me with Novocaine, making me numb. And I was like, hi. I was like, I have a lot of anxiety around numbness. Like, can you tell me if I'm like going to be numb or something? And he's like, he was like, and then it was a thing where I checked back later and he'd been fired or something. And I was like, oh, cool. So he was evil. Oh, God. I wish I had the information.
Right. And you were open mouthed.
Open mouthed. He was sadistic. I've talked about this on the podcast. I think that he was like,
I fear
had the nurse
non-numbness.
There. And he was like, go for it.
I go, I don't think it's set yet.
Oh, God.
Okay. So at the dentist, I go, give me more. I go, how will I know which pain is
fuck, I had to
like
get my teeth
what I'm supposed
cleaned.
To be experiencing? They're like, you'll feel pressure. I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, how bad would the pain be?
I can't hear
if
about it.
I'm not prepared.
I can't hear about it. He goes, machete in your mouth. That's how it feels. Just imagine someone with all
forget.
The force
is
of
machete, the big force packing,
the force of generations pulling coming down with a machete between your eyes?
See, that's not what I imagine the horrifying pain being. I imagine more because I nearly blacked out / left my body during a cleaning, okay, because of tooth sensitivity. And they use the word tooth sensitivity like it makes it sound like it's something subtle. I would take any pain over what they refer to as sensitivity.
Oh, God.
Jacqueline. It is like biting on a fork. It is like electricity. I was lying there and I had to go. I had to say to myself, it's not pain, right? Like I was like, it's different than pain. It's worse than pain, mm-hmm. for sure. But I go, if it's not pain and I just have to tolerate it right now.
Yeah.
How do I surrender to this? And so I'm telling myself, like, it's a sensation. It's a sensation that feels like the most wrong thing is happening possible.
I have to get my teeth cleaned.
And I'm like, so let it kick me out of my body. I'm like, it was like, wee. And then it was like, I was almost like the feeling like, wee.
Okay. That's and actually been like, too triggering for like, people.
And then I'm like, yeah. Like trying to like transcend, like basically give myself over to it, become the thing that was happening to me. Like,
by the way, sorry, just to end on that's terrifying. And it makes me so uncomfortable. That's why I'm glossing over it.
I know, on we go.
I want to just say, for those of you who are in Los Angeles and came to my run of Kate at the Pasadena Playhouse, thank you so much. And guess who came? George.
Oh.
And he came backstage.
Wait, George is the one who retired?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So George came, light of my life, best.
He came to see one of George's girls.
Yep. He came to see one of George's perform. Girls in action. And guess who also came?
George's son.
Yep. Not the son, but the new George, my new gyno.
Wait, the new guy is not George's son?
No. George's son is also a doctor, but no.
Oh, okay. I always get confused.
My new gynecologist.
He passes his women.
God bless.
He hands them off ceremonially.
Backstage with his wife. It was wonderful. Passing it down.
He comes into the room. He calls his son in. And the legs go up in the stirrups. And then he goes like, goom!
What's that?
He angles the whole... I'm imagining a ceremonial passing along from father to son of his patient.
Moving it to me.
He turns the open legs towards the son.
Great to be back.
It's great to be back.
See you soon. Love ya.
Love ya.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.